各位同龄大家平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主带领我们温哥华教会的灵恩布道会。
And thank God for His guidance for our evangelical services.
让我们能够很平安，而且主耶稣也赐给我们有很美好的天气。
And we thank God for His guidance and also give us such a wonderful weather.
让我们觉得十分的清爽。
It enables us to feel very comfortable.
我们布道会虽然结束。
Even though that our evangelical services has finished.
但是我们传福音的工作并没有停止。
But our duty of spreading the gospel has not finished yet.
那我们也借这两天的灵恩会一起来学习圣经的道理。
And now we're going to take this opportunity for these 2 days of spiritual convocations for our learning.
愿主耶稣来祝福我们。
May our Lord Jesus bless us.
我们来看马可福音。
Let's turn to Mark.
第十章。
Chapter 10.
马可福音第十章。
Mark chapter 10.
第五十一节。
Verse 51.
十章五十一节。
10:51.
耶稣说要我为你做什么？瞎子说拉波尼，我要能看见。耶稣说你去吧，你的信救了你。
52.
瞎子立刻看见，就在路上跟随耶稣。这一段圣经记载有一个瞎子蒙恩的经过。
And here recorded a blind man receiving his grace.
这个人叫做巴迪买。
This person called Bartimaeus.
当主耶稣出耶利哥的时候
when Jesus came out of Jericho,
巴迪买在路旁
Bartimaeus was standing by the roadside.
他大声的喊叫
and he yelled loudly out.
说大卫的子孙，可怜我吧
and said,The descendant of David, have mercy on me.
耶稣就叫他过来。
And Jesus, asked him to come over.
那个主耶稣问他说，要我为你做什么？
And Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do?
瞎子就说，我要能看见。
And the blind man said, I want to see.
一个看不到的人。
When a person that cannot see.
他很盼望能够看见。
And he hoped.That he will able to see.
一个生病的人，他最盼望的就是健康。
When a person is sick, the thing he wish for is being healthy.
患难中的人最想要的就是平安。
When a person in trouble, what he hope for is peace.
死亡边缘的人最珍惜的就是生命。
And when a person encounter death, what he hope for is time.
瞎眼的人，他当然是要看见。
And of course, a blind man wants to see.
瞎眼的人，他在黑暗中看不到光。
When a man is blind, he would not be able to see light.
但是主耶稣就是真光。
But our Jesus is the true light.
他要照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人。
And he wants to shine those people in dark with condemnation.
所以主耶稣来到世上他怜悯世人。
When Jesus came on the earth, he had mercy on the people.
他医病赶鬼。
He healed the sick and drove out the demons.
他曾经叫死人复活。
He once resurrect a dead person.
他也叫瞎子看见。
And he also allow a blind man to see.
当我们在查考圣经的时候
，That's when we study the Bible.
我们看神迹，当然看到神的恩典。
Of course, when we see miracles, we see the grace of God.
但是神迹的背后也有属灵的真理。
But behind this miracles, there are true teaching.
我们知道恩典跟真理都是从耶稣来的。
We know that the truth and grace came from Jesus.
我们今天不但是领受主的恩典，也要明白主的教训。
So today, when we receive His grace,We also want to know the teaching behind this.
这个巴迪买能够看见在路上跟随耶稣。
And when Bartimaeus was able to see and he was following Jesus.
当然他是肉眼上看见了。
Of course, now he has received his physical eyesight.
但是他在信仰上能够跟随主耶稣。
But in his spiritual life, he is able to follow Jesus.
我们今天也是在灵性上也是要不断的追求。
So today, we, in our spiritual life, we must pursue all along.
今天到底我们要看见什么？
So today, what do we ought to see?
什么是我们需要去看见的？
What are the things that we must see?
我们来看第八章。
Let us look at verse 8. Sorry, chapter 8.
马可福音第八章。
Mark chapter 8.
第八章二十二节。
Verse 22.
他们来到伯赛大，有人带着一个瞎子来求耶稣摸他。耶稣拉着瞎子的手。
23.
领他到村外，就吐唾沫在他眼睛上，按手在他身上，问他说，你看见什么？他就抬头一看，说，我看见人，他们好像树木，并且行走。随后又按手在他眼睛上，他定睛一看，就复原了，样样都看得清楚。耶稣打发他回家，说，连这村子你也不要进去。这一段圣经又记载另外一个瞎子。
This Bible recorded another blind man.
这里描述的是一个伯赛大的瞎子。
Here describe a blind man at Bethesda.
这里说有人带他来求耶稣医治他。
Here said that there are some people brought him to be healed.
当然我们今天所要了解的。
And today what we must understand.
我们知道主耶稣他能够行神迹。
That our Lord Jesus are able to perform miracle.
但是圣经是神的话。
But The Bible is the words of God.
他留下这段神迹，也有很多给我们的教训。
And he has left this miracle, and there are many teachings.
有的人他肉眼瞎了。
There are people that they are physically blind.
当然值得同情。
Of course, we, is worthy for our pity.
眼睛是灵魂之窗。
The eyes is the window of our, window.
灵魂之窗
is the spiritual a window of a spiritual eyesight.
眼睛是身上的灯
and the eyes is the light of the body.
你的眼睛如果嘹亮，全身就光明
and if your eye is bright, then your whole body is bright.
眼睛如果昏花，全身就黑暗
if your eye is dull.Then your whole body will be in darkness.
我们知道世上的人被魔鬼弄瞎心眼。
We know that the people in this world are being willed by demons.
不认识真神。
So they do not know the true God.
去拜偶像。
So they worship idols.
有的人不明白真理。
Some people does not know the truth.
去听从鬼魔的道理。
And so they listen to the teaching of the devil.
有的人在黑暗中生活
Some people dwells in the dark
看不到光
So they cannot see the light
因为他的行为是恶的
Because their deeds are evil
他不爱光倒爱黑暗
They do not want the light to see what's in the dark
所以他还是在黑暗里面
So therefore he wants to remain in the dark
只有靠着主耶稣
Only through Jesus
能够来就近光按着真理而行的
We're able to come to the light and todo according to the truth.
他才能够看见。
Then he can see.
今天我们信主。
Today we believe in our Lord.
我们在灵性上的眼睛也是要明亮。
And so is our spiritual eyesight, it must be bright.
圣灵向众教会说话。
The Holy Spirit speak to the congregation.
当中有针对老底家讲过一段话。
And it was once spoken to the people of Laodicea.
说你们是户主的。
So he says that you are with abundance.
但是事实上是贫穷。
But in actual fact, you are in poverty.
是赤身瞎眼。
That you are poor and you are blind.
那为什么说老底家是瞎眼？
So why did the Holy Spirit say that the people of Laodicea are blind?
所以启示录里面告诉这个圣灵向教会说话。
So in Revelation, the Holy Spirit spoke to the church.
说你们要买眼药点眼睛。
That you must buy the medicine and to cure your eye.
好，所以我们今天要求圣灵来开启我们的心眼。
So today we must seek for the Holy Spirit to open our eyesight.
有时候我们灵性上的软弱。
Sometimes we are spiritually weak.
我们贪恋世俗的事情。
We greed for the matters in this world.
我们有时候在软弱当中。
During our weakness time.
啊，我们灵性上站不起来。
And we could not stand on our spiritual faith.
我们属灵的眼睛看不到。
Because our spiritual eyesight can no longer see.
所以有时候在灵性上也好像瞎了眼一样。
So we are blind in a spiritual sense.
其实主耶稣在这一段圣经里面。
Actually, in this passage, what Jesus said.
啊，他也引导我们能够做一个样样看得清楚的人。
Enable us to lead a person that can see clearly.
这里22节说
Here in verse 22,
有人带一个瞎子来到耶稣这里
that some people brought this blind man here,
啊，人对人要有爱心
that we must have love towards men,
人对人要付出关怀
men must show concern towards men,
一个人来到耶稣之前
a man before he comes before the Lord,
需要有人去带领
he must have somebody to lead him,
当这个人还没有看到主耶稣
Before this person can see our Lord,
他先看到的是人
What he can see is the people around him.
我们要领受神的爱
Before we receive the love of Christ,
神也借着我们人跟人的爱
Christ has also used the love of people,
让我们能体会到神的爱
So that we, through them, we can experience God's love.
今天我们要带慕道朋友到教会来
Today when we want to bring our friend to the church,
他还没有看到耶稣
Before he sees Jesus,
但是我们要带他
But we must bring him first.
把他带到主耶稣这里来
We must bring him before our Lord Jesus.
他所看到的是我们弟兄姐妹的爱
so that he can see that the love from brothers and sisters.
啊，看到的是同龄的一种亲切温暖的感觉
that among the brethren he can see the warmth and the love.
瞎子需要人带领
A blind person needs people to lead.
这个人是谁？虽然没有写。
Who are these people? It was not described.
但是我们知道，这个人是一个很有信心、蛮有爱心的人。
But we know that this person must have love and have faith.
所以我们引导人归向神是我们的本分。
So when we bring people, it is our sole duty.
他为什么要来求耶稣
？Why must he come to seek for Jesus,
因为他所看见的是我的能力不够
because what he can see is that his ability is not enough
我们人还是有限的
we are as a person is limited
我不能给你什么
I cannot give you anything
但是我可以带你到耶稣这里来
but I can bring you before Jesus
我们人无能为力 无能为力。
As a human cannot do much.
啊，但是我们的神是大有能力的。
But our Lord Jesus has much power.
啊，人不能做什么。
Man cannot do much.
但是在神凡事都能。
But in our Lord, he is able to do everything.
今天这个人把瞎子带到主耶稣这里。
Today this person brought the blind man before Jesus.
我们可以看见人跟神是同工。
We can see that this People are the co-worker of God.
神要我们与他同工。
God wants us to be co-worker of His.
今天主耶稣拣选我们。
Today our Lord Jesus has chosen us.
就是要我们去多结果子。
It is He wanted us to bear fruits.
今天拣选在神。
Today the choosing is still on the hand of God.
我们只要尽本分去带领人。
As long as we do our duties to bring people.
我们虽然没有本领。
No doubt we did not have much ability,
但是我们有当尽的本分。
But we have done our duty.
这个人只是很单纯的带这个瞎子到主耶稣这里。
And this person, simply just bring, with a humble heart, just bring this blind person before Jesus.
啊，他不夸口自己的本领。
And he did not boast about what he has done.
只求荣耀主的名。
And he only seek for the glory of God.
只尽他当尽的本分。
And he just do what he ought to do as his duty.
主耶稣说不是你们拣选我。
Jesus said, it's not you that choose me.
是我拣选了你们。
It is me that choose you.
所以这个瞎子来到主耶稣这里。
So this blind man came before Jesus.
他需要有人带领。
He needs people to bring him first.
那这个人就是把他带到主耶稣的面前。
And this is what these people has done. They have brought him before Jesus.
啊，所以我们今天带领人。
So today when we bring people,
我们要把他带到主的面前来。
We must bring these people to before our Lord Jesus.
但是人还没有看到主。
But when he did not see Jesus yet,
他先看到人。
He first saw his people.
所以我们每个人都能够在人的面前来荣耀主的名。
So before people, we must glory God's name before them.
啊，腓力传福音给太监。
Philip spread the gospel to the eunuch.
他就被神的灵提去了。
And he was lifted up by the Spirit of God.
传福音是我们的本分。
Spreading the gospel is our duty.
我们要让人能够看到耶稣，不是看到我自己。
So that these people we brought can see Jesus, not seeing us.
所以真正的看见。
So when they're truly able to see.
是要能够看见主耶稣。
Is that he able to see Jesus?
这个人来求耶稣摸他。
This person begged Jesus to touch him.
啊，当然主有主的方法。
Of course, our Lord has his method.
人有人的想法，神有神的旨意。
And man has his plan, and God has his will.
耶稣拉着他的手。
Jesus lead his hand.
把他带到村子外面。
And brought him out of the city.
啊，就吐唾沫在他眼睛上。
And then he spit on his eyes.
跟这个人所求的不一样。
And it's different from what this man was seeking.
这个人他求耶稣摸他。
This person seeks Jesus to touch him.
可是耶稣的方法却是吐唾沫在他的眼睛上。
But just Jesus used the method of spitting spit on his eyes.
啊，把他带到村子外面。
And he brought him out of this village.
在这第八章里面。
In chapter 8.
在十一节以下，有人是要看神迹的。
And in verse 11, chapter 11, there are people seeking to watch the miracles being performed.
啊，他们只是把耶稣的全能当作一种把戏。
And these people, wanted to see the miracle of Jesus as if it is a magical show.
而不是真正要看见神的作为。
And they not truly just wanted to see the power of Jesus.
啊，来相信主耶稣。
To come to believe in Jesus.
所以有些人要见耶稣的动机也不一样。
So there are people.That have different motive, wanting to see Jesus.
哦，那我们知道这个人带瞎子到主耶稣这里。
So we know this person, these people that brought this blind man before Christ.
耶稣却按手在他身上。
And Jesus, lay hand on him.
说你看见什么
？And said, "What can you see?"
今天我们所看见的不是主的方法，而是神的能力。
And today, what we must not see is Jesus' method, but it is the ability and the power of God.
我们人常常会想说用什么方法。
We often think, what can we do?
求主摸他。
Ask Jesus to touch him.
主可以用一句话就可以好。
And our Lord Jesus can use one word and all can be done.
也可以摸他的眼睛
and
不用唾沫。
And can touch his eyes without spitting on it.
也可以用唾沫。
Or use spit.
神的全能是奇妙的。
God's power is miraculous.
但是重要的是主的能力。
What's most important is the ability of Christ.
我们说彼得的影子在啊这个病人的身上，他就得到医治。
We saw that the shadows of Peter can heal many people.
其实这个影子就是耶稣的影子。
Actually, this shadow is the shadow of Christ.
这个影子不是彼得的能力，而是主耶稣的能力。
This shadow is not the power of Peter, it is the power of Christ.
哦，所以我们人常常看的是方法。
So we often see the emphasize on the method.
我们用人的方式。
We use man's way.
但是我们要在祷告中来求神彰显他的能力。
But what we must do is to pray and to ask God to reveal his power.
所以从这段圣经我们可以看见。
So from this passage we can realize.
我们是与神同工。
That we are co-worker of God.
所以我们要看神的作为在哪里。
So we must see where the Where God works.
神的能力在哪里？
Where is his power?
神的旨意在哪里？
And where is his will?
我们今天教会也是一样。
And today this is similar to our church.
我们要兴旺教会。
When we want to prosper our church.
不是在乎势力才能
We does not rely on the wealth or our power
要靠着神的灵来成事
It is through his spirit that all things can be done
因为我们看见的是神的能力
Because what we can see and rely on is the power of Christ
主耶稣按手在他身上
When JesusLay hand on him
啊，对他说你看见什么
And ask him what do you see
这个人说啊，这个人就抬头一看
And this person lift up his head and see.
啊，他看见人。
And he saw man.
但是这个人啊，是像树木。
But this vision of man similar to trees.
人像树木走路。
And that man likened to trees walking about.
哦，所以他的眼睛还不是看得很清楚。
So his eyes is not cannot see clearly yet.
二十五节说，随后又按手在他眼睛上。
And verse 25 tells us once more, Jesus left his hand on him.
啊，他定睛一看就复原了。
And then he opened his eyes, and his eyes was restored.
样样都看得清楚。
And he saw everything clearly.
我们有时候是抬头一看。
Sometimes when we lift up our head,
并不是很注意的看。
And we does not concentrate on what we saw.
有时候我们是定睛一看。
Sometimes we just look at things, staring at things.
啊，能够更深入的去了解。
With that, we are able to understand.
可能所看的就更清楚。
So that it will be clearly seen.
主耶稣一次按手在他身上。
So Jesus laid hand on him once more.
一次按手在他眼睛上。
And once again laid hand on his eye.
今天我们信主的人。
Today we are the believer in Lord.
主耶稣拣选我们。
Jesus chose us.
按手在我们身上
And he laid hand on us
他愿意接纳我们
And he willingly to accept us
他拣选我们
And he chose us
他也要我们在眼睛上能够看得更清楚
And he wanted us to able to see clearly with our eyes
所以一个信主的人不是蒙恩蒙拣选就够
So a person not only simply just be chosen and that's itAnd that's it, that.
我们信主的时候
And when we believe our Lord Jesus
我们初信信心很好
When we first believe our faith is very good
但是信仰也是要接受种种的考验
But our faith must receive much different trials
有些事情我们不清楚
Some things we may not clearly understand
有些道理我们还不了解
Some of the teaching we may not truly understand
但是我们有追求的心
But we have a heart of pursuing
我们就能够看得更清楚
Only then you will able to see clearly
所以信仰要追求长进
So in faith, in religion, we must pursue for improvement
我们也需要求主能够按手在我们的眼睛上
We also want to ask Jesus to lay hand on our eye
有的基督徒
There are some Christians
他在慕道的时候
At the time when he came to seek the truth
因为他还不知道教会是什么
Because he doesn't understand what is a church
他不知道耶稣是谁
And he doesn't know who Jesus is
有人带他来听道理
And people brought him here and listened to the sermon.
啊，他信主之后
After he believed in our Lord,
主按手在他身上
And our Lord laid hand on him.
当然他有信仰的体验
Of course, he has the experience of faith.
他也领受到神的恩典
And he also received the grace of Christ.
他本来是在黑暗中的
He was actually in darkness.
但是他现在能够见到主耶稣
But now he's able to see Jesus Christ.
他的生命有了转变
And there is a change in his life
他也知道前面的方向在哪里
and he understand where his future lies
可是有时候我们只是抬头一看
but sometimes when we only look up our head
有时候有观念上的偏差
and we will receive a misunderstanding in our concept
有时候也有错觉
and also there could be misunderstanding
但是主耶稣按手在他的眼睛上
but when Jesus lay hand on his eyes
他定睛一看就复原
and he looked up and his eyes was restored
好，所以我们的灵性也是要渐渐地追求长进
so we must seek improvement in our spiritual life
让我们能够看得更清楚
so that we are able to see clearly
这个人看见人
this person saw man.
起先像树木走路。
First, and he saw that man likened to trees walking about.
哦，当然他的眼睛还是模糊的。
Of course, he cannot see clearly yet.
这可以看出他的一种信仰的层次。
This tells us his gradual progress of his faith.
刚开始因为是模糊吗？
At the start, it was unclear.
所以看到的人是树木走路。
So what he first saw is people likened to trees walking about.
哦，当然对我们自己本身来讲。
But so what to us?
啊，我们能够不断的追求。
That we must pursue continuously.
有一天我们对神。
So one day towards Jesus.
对信仰。
To our faith.
我们对人对事。
Or to people or to matters,
我们都能够看得更清楚。
That we are able to see clearly.
我们能够用一个宽广的视野去看。
We can use our brighter eyesight to look at things.
啊，看得更深入，看得更远。
That we are able to see it in details and more further.
啊，看得更明白。
And we can understand what we saw.
有一个年轻人。
There was a youth.
他有一年参加学生联恩会。
It was a year that he entered to join the theological seminar.
啊，那一次我坐在台下听他讲他的见证。
And one time I heard his testimony.
他的见证给我有一个感触。
And his testimony has brought about my realization.
他说他信主的时候。
That when he believed in our Lord.
第一个阶段是见山就是山。
The first stage was that when he saw what he saw is what he believed in.
他觉得他很单纯。
And he was very simple-minded.
好像小朋友一样。
He's just like a child.
啊，这个妈妈说，老师说，爸爸说，完全接受。
And whatever people say, he received it with a full wholeheartedly.
但是他长大。
But now he has matured.
他在信仰的过程里面。
So in his spiritual life,
他有一些疑虑。
There were some doubts.
为什么这样？为什么那样？
Why was this and why was that?
信耶稣不是很好吗？
Why isn't believing in Christ is good?
哎，教会是真的啊。
That the church is abiding with the truth.
所以他有时候会看到啊，这个人的软弱。
So sometimes he sees the weakness of man.
他那时候看见的。
And at that time, what he saw,
就给他有某一些考验。
And it gives him, it will bring him a trial.
在他信仰里头就产生一些疑虑。
So in his life, then in his spiritual life, he has brought doubts.
他那时候有很多问题。
And it has brought many questions.
啊，他那时候的感觉。
So that time, his feeling was,
就是见山不是山。
That what he saw is no longer what it was.
因为见山不是山。
Because what he saw and wasn't what it was.
所以他只是看见树木走路。
So it's likened that he only sees the trees walking about.
后来他不断地去追求。
So later on he pursued.
查考圣经。
Study the Bible.
有问题就问。
When there was questions he asked.
祷告主。
And he prayed to Lord.
他领受圣灵。
And he received the Holy Spirit.
开启他的心门。
And Spirit opened his eyesight.
他说他很奇妙。
So he said it was miraculous.
他说圣灵哦会帮助他。
That the Holy Spirit can help him.
让他对事情哦看得更清楚。
That he was able to understand matters.
真的圣灵是智慧启示的灵。
So the Holy Spirit is the starting is the spirit of wisdom.
我们人怎么能够了解神的事呢？
How can we men understand the matter, understand godly matters?
啊，除了神的灵，没有人了解神的事。
Only the spirit of God can understand the matters of God.
所以呢，他那时候第三个阶段就是见山又是山。
So his third phase of his spiritual life was what he saw, he believed.
因为他已经在高山上了。
Because he now is very is at the peak of his faith.
我们的灵程也是要登上高峰。
Our spiritual faith, we must also at our spiritual faith, we must also climb up to the mountain.
当你在山里头绕
when you go around the mountain,
只是见山不是山。
And when you see the mountain is not mountain anymore.
但是你用更高的视野。
But when you use a higher level of eye view,
你会看见很美的景色。
Then you can see a can see beautiful view.
你看的不是旁边的垃圾。
Then you will not able that you will not see the rubbish around it.
你会看到的是天空的美景。
You are able to see the beautiful view from the mountainside.
这个白云蓝天。
You can see the beautiful clouds and the skies.
这个山的起伏。这个山，一个山一个山的起伏。
And you're able to see the valleys.
你会看得很美。
You were able to see very beautiful view.
因为我们台湾有很多山。
Because in Taiwan we have many mountains.
我们在山里面有很多我们的教会。
And on the mountain side we have many churches.
有时候我们会到山上去工作。
And often we would go to the mountain to work.
如果我们有机会到桃园的拉拉山，
If you have the opportunity to come to the among the mountains,
你在那个拉拉山上巴林教会，站在会堂的这个前面往下看，
and
真的是很美的。
And you go to the church in Lala Mountains. When you go up to the mountain, you can see this beautiful view.
真的是见山又是山。
And truly, you then understand the beauty of the mountain.
我们的信仰也是一样。
This is likened to our spiritual faith.
可能我们刚开始是怀疑的。
Perhaps when you will have doubt when you first started.
是疑惑不清楚的。
And it is. Are you the one to come?
主耶稣就对施洗约的门徒说，不因我跌倒的人就有福了。
And so Jesus said, those does not stumble because of me, blessed are they.
主耶稣在传福音的时候，
When our Jesus spread the gospel,
有的人是看见神迹来信主的。
There are people that because of the miracle came to believe in him.
有的人是看见有饼吃来跟主的。
And some saw that there were bread, so they came to follow him.
当中也有人半途离开的。
But there are people during the midway that have disappeared.
因为耶稣不变饼了。
Because Jesus no longer wants to give them bread.
主耶稣问彼得，
Jesus asked Peter,
说你也要离开吗？
Do you want to depart from me?
彼得说，主啊，你有永生之道。
Peter said, Lord, you have the truth.
我们还跟从谁呢？
Who else would we want to follow?
所以彼得他能够看见主有永生之道。
So Peter able to see Jesus has the words of life.
就像这个巴迪买，他看见以后就在路上跟随耶稣。
So like Bartimaeus, when he saw Jesus on the roadside, he followed Jesus.
可是反过来看犹大看不到耶稣。
On the other hand, you look at Judas, he was unable to see Jesus.
他看见的只是30两银子。
What he saw was 32 talents.
他所看见的是黑暗的一面。
What he saw was the dark side.
他看见的是魔鬼的作为。
What he saw is the work of the devil.
他不明白神的旨意。
He does not know the will of God.
他把信仰出卖，把耶稣出卖。
He betrayed his faith and he betrayed Jesus.
所以我们看见什么？
So what do we see?
我们要真的去认识神。
We must truly understand our Lord.
人的眼睛可以看很多东西。
Our eyes, with our eyes, we can see many things.
可是有时候要样样看清楚。
But we must able to understand what we saw.
我们知道有时候我们去搭公车。
As we went, we go and sit on the bus.
那个车子的牌子有写几号路往哪里走。
And the bus has labeled on what road or street it will go.
有时候我们因为赶时间。
Sometimes when we in a hurry.
结果上错车子。
And therefore we went into the wrong bus.
因为把那个号码看错了。
Because we saw the wrong numbers.
结果又绕了一大圈。
And therefore we went about in a longer way.
真的是白花油。
And therefore it's a waste of time.
虽然不是自己开的。
No doubt, it was not driven by you.
可是也花了很多时间。
But you have wasted much time.
有时候又走回头路。
And sometimes we even turn back to the same place.
所以我们或许也有搭错车的感觉。
So if maybe you have the experience of using the wrong bus.
所以主耶稣给这个瞎子按手在他眼睛上，他就看得清楚了。
So Jesus lay hand on the eyesight of this blind man, he was able to see clearly.
有时候我们有主观的看法。
Sometimes we see things on our own way.
也有客观的角度。
Sorry, a narrow-minded or a broader view.
啊，如果能够啊看得清楚。
If you are able to see clearly,
主观有时候给人有偏见。
A narrow sense will deceive you.
那客观可以看更多方面。
And if you're looking at a broader view, there are many. You can look at it, and then you can see this. That there are many ways in this matter.
有些慕道朋友追求信仰很谦卑。
There are some friends that come to seek the truth, and they were very humble.
他会去查考真理。
They will search the truth.
会去问。
They will ask.
为什么这样？为什么那样
？Why is this done this way, or why is this so?
哎，为什么祷告是这样
？Why do you pray in such a manner?
哎，为什么这个圣灵就是这种体验
？And why is the Holy Spirit is such, such an experience?
哎，虽然他有不明白。
No doubt, there may be perhaps he does not understand in some area.
有一天他恍然大悟了。
But one day he may awake and clearly.
因为主开他的心窍。
And clearly see because our Lord has opened his eyesight.
他就能够明白圣经了。
Then he will able to understand the Bible.
所以这个圣经告诉我们。
So the Bible tells us.
看路加福音。
That let us turn to Luke.
路加福音二十四章
Luke chapter 24
二十四章
24
四十四节
verse 44
耶稣对他们说这就是我从前跟你们同在的时候所告诉你们的话摩西的律法先知的书诗篇所记指着我的话都必须应验于是耶稣就开他们的心窍
45
使他们能够明白圣经一个基督徒他如果能够明白圣经
As a Christian, if he's able to understand the Bible,
他就样样看清楚
then he can see things clearly.
我们要求神开我们的心眼
We must ask Jesus to open up our eye.
看出律法的奇妙
that we're able to see the miraculously work of the law.
所以我们要查考圣经
So we must study the Bible.
啊，我们最近在各个教会都有在推动这个慕道班。
And recently in every church we have now mobilized classes for the newly baptized.
我们目前啊有两个阶段的课程。
Sorry for the truth seeker, at that we have two classes.
啊，一个是信仰的追寻。
Is that first is the pursuing for the faith.
啊，这里面有介绍认识圣经。
And here we introduce the Bible.
认识真神。
And to understand the Bible and to understand the true God.
啊，认识耶稣。
And to understand Jesus.
还有认识人生。
And to understand about life.
也有认识啊这个教会。
And to understand the church.
还有认识教义。
And to understand the doctrine.
这个是一个信仰追寻的初步课程。
And this is the first step of pursuing for the faith.
总共有24课。
And there are total 24 classes.
如果两个礼拜上一课要上一年。
If they were, if they have one class in 2 weeks and will take the whole year.
啊，现在又有第二阶段的课程。
And now there are two second stage.
叫做信仰的探索。
什么是探索？
探索。
Keeping. Keeping in the faith.
哦，那也是很有系统的介绍。
And there is a systematically being introduced.
啊，它基本是用我们初级班的课程。来编定的
and we use the teaching material from our RE classes
所以我们有时候慕道者信仰也是这样啊
so this is to the truth seeker but this is also to us as well
哦，你看见什么
that what do we see
你可能还有些看不清楚
Perhaps there are things that you cannot see clearly.
你看到的只是树木走路。
What you saw is just wood walking about. Sorry, trees.
可是你信仰如果能够再追求。
So, but if you able to pursue in your spiritual faith,
你就会看得清楚了。
Then you will able to see clearly.
啊，这个约翰福音里面有记载，啊，主耶稣曾经叫一个生来瞎眼的看见。
And the Gospel of John, there was a paragraph about a blind person born blind.
他刚开始也不知道耶稣是谁啊。
And in the beginning, he doesn't know who Jesus was.
他说有一个人叫耶稣了。
He know that there is a person called Jesus.
哎，这个人是好人呐。
And this man is good man.
这个人是先知。
And he is a prophet.
哎，这个人不是罪人。
And this man is not a sinner.
哎，他一步一步就了解了。
And gradually he understand.
等到耶稣，啊。叫他的时候
and when Jesus called him,
他知道耶稣就在他面前
and he knew immediately Jesus was before him,
他就拜耶稣了
and he worshiped Jesus,
他也是跟从主耶稣
and he followed Jesus,
所以我们真理要去查考
so we must study the truth,
让我们能够明白
so that we are able to understand,
信仰要追求
that we must, in our spiritual life,
才能够长进
only then it will grow,
所以我要能看见
so,I want to see.
我们要多祷告。
We must pray.
求圣灵开启我们的心眼。
We ask the Holy Spirit to open up our eyesight.
赐给我们属灵的智慧。
And bestow us with spiritual wisdom.
我们要多查考圣经。
We must spend time on study the Bible.
让我们能够明白神的旨意。
So that we are able to understand the will of God.
在我们的生活上面。
In our daily life.
我们也要能够常常有主耶稣。与我们同行。
We must often have our Lord Jesus abiding with us.
有时候我们生活中主耶稣都在我们身边。
Sometimes in our life, Jesus was with us.
但是我们没有看见。
And yet we do not see.
我们看不到主耶稣。
We do not see Jesus.
所以有时候会觉得说，主耶稣啊，你为什么离开我呢
？So we ask, where Jesus? Why are you leaving us?
你忘记我了吗
？Have you forgotten me?
主耶稣啊，教会不是你的吗
？Jesus.And the church yours?
为什么我们看不到你
why couldn't we see you?
其实主耶稣在我们当中
Actually, Jesus is among us.
主耶稣与我们同在
Jesus abide with us.
主耶稣与我们同行
Jesus abide in our walk.
我们看路加福音
Let us turn to Luke
24章
Chapter
24 24章15节
Verse 15
正谈论相问的时候耶稣亲自就近他与他们同行只是他们眼睛迷糊不认识耶稣耶稣对他们说你们走路彼此谈论的是什么事
17.
他们就站住脸上带着愁容这边是以马忤斯的两个门徒
Here they are two disciples on the road of Emmaus.
啊，主耶稣已经从死里复活了。
And Jesus has resurrected. Has risen from death.
向门徒显现。
And he has appeared to his disciple.
与他们同在。
And even abide with them.
跟他们同行。
And walk with them.
门徒啊，在路上走的时候。
And when the disciples were walking along the road.
他们不知道那个是耶稣啊。
They did not know that it was Jesus with them.
他们眼睛迷糊。
And they were blinded.
所以脸上带着愁容。
So that's why they were downcast.
有时候我们的眼睛迷糊。
Sometimes we may have dull eyesight.
我们也是一样啊，事情看不清楚的。
And we sometimes cannot see things clearly.
所以有时候看谎面。
So that's why we see at the other side of it.
事情有很多面。
There are many views of a certain matter.
主耶稣从死里复活了。
Jesus has raised from the dead.
但是我们不知道耶稣在当中与我们同行。
But yet we do not know that Jesus was with us.
看不到主。
We could not see Jesus.
所以信心迟钝。
So therefore our faith has became dull.
二十五节说他们信心迟钝。
This is what it says on verse 25.
我们的信心如果迟钝。
If our heart became dull,
我们所看的有时候是有限。
What we could see is limited.
但是当眼睛明亮的时候
But as when our eye has been clear,
就不一样了。
Then things would be different.
看三十一节
Verse 31.
他们的眼睛明亮。
Their eyes were open.
就认出是耶稣，忽然耶稣不见了。
And they recognized him, and Jesus disappeared.
他们说，在路上，他跟我们说话，给我们讲解圣经，我们心里不是火热的吗？
They say that he was teaching us when our heart was burning within us.
啊，所以他们的眼睛明亮了。
So we can see their eyesight were open.
看见了。
They could see.
本来只是抬头一看，现在可以定睛一看。
Before they could only lift up their head to see, but now not only that, they could stare at things to look.
本来看见的是树木走路，现在看的是很清楚的主耶稣。
Actually, what they saw was wood walking, trees walking about, but now they could see Jesus.
啊，其实主耶稣都与我们同在。
Actually, our Lord Jesus is with us.
所以有一个很有名的沙滩的脚印。
So there was a famous, footprint.On the seashore,
啊，就是描述有一个人。
There is described about a person.
他做一个梦。
He had a dream.
梦见他在沙滩上走路。
He had a dream that on the beach he was walking.
他回顾他一生的路程。
And he recalled his life. He recalled on his life.
啊，留下的脚印。
And on the seashore was the footprints.
都是两人同行的。
That he saw was two a set of footprints.
有两对的脚印。
And there were two set of footprints.
可是有一段却是只有一对脚印。
But on a certain durations, there was only one set of footprint.
啊，他对主说。
So he said to the Lord,
主啊，这一段为什么只有一对脚印？
He said, Lord, why is that only?A set of footprint.
哎，这一段是不是你离开了我呢？
Is this during this time you have left me?
啊，可是主对他说。
But Jesus told him.
啊，在你一生的路途里面。
During your whole life.
啊，其实主都与我们同在。
Actually, the Lord has abiding with him.
但是在这一段的脚印里面。
But during this time where it's only one set of footprint.
啊，虽然只有一段。
No doubt, it's only one a certain.
是一对脚印而已。
A certain period, and it's only a set.
但是这一段是你最软弱的时候。
But this is the time where you are most weak.
因为你不能走。
Because you couldn't walk.
是我把你抱起来走过这一段路的。
It was me that hold you up and help you through your journey.
啊，所以有时候我们软弱中可以看到神的恩典。
So at times when we were weak, we can see the grace of God.
患难中可以看到神的同在。
During our tribulations, we can see the abiding of God.
有时候我们有很多烦恼，有很多忧愁。
At times we may have many troubles or maybe sorrow.
我们所看见的只是风浪。
What we could see is only the troubles around us.
啊，看到这个风浪怎么这么大？
Oh, why the waves around us, the weather around us is so fierce?
但是彼得他看到的是耶稣。
But Jesus, what Jesus saw was Jesus, or Jesus, what Peter saw was Jesus.
他可以走海面。
So he can walk on.
可以超越他。
On the water.
但是彼得信心软弱的时候。
And he can surpass the water. But when Peter was weak.
他也会沉下去的。
And he can sing as well.
但是他那时候没有再看风浪，只看耶稣了。
But at the time when he only saw Jesus and did not look at the wave.
哦，他说主啊，你救我。
And he saw the wave and did not see Jesus and he asked Jesus to Lord save me.
有时候我们在人生的历程也是这样。
So in our lifetime, it is the same.
我们看到的只是家庭的风浪。
What we saw is the troubles within our home.
我们看到的或许是教会的风浪。
Or perhaps you see the troubles in the church.
我们看到的是这个世界的风浪。
And we can see the wave of the world.
但是我们的眼睛迷糊，就会脸带愁容。
So if your eyes are dull, and therefore your countenance will your face will downcast.
啊，其实我们知道我们的主是我们生命的主。
We know that our Lord Jesus is the Lord of our life.
是风浪中的救主。
And He is the Lord of all the weather.
他带给我们的是光明跟喜乐。
And He brings us light and joy.
他赐给我们的是生命与平安。
And He gives us life and peace.
如果我们不看环境，只看耶稣。
If we do not look at the surrounding but Jesus.
有耶稣同在，风浪就止住了。
With Jesus, then the weather will be controlled.
所以 这一段圣经说眼睛迷糊到眼睛明亮。
So this passage tells us from the time where the eyes was dull to the time where it was clear.
所以我们要求主给我们心眼更嘹亮。
So we must ask Jesus to brighten up our eyesight.
所以我们奔跑天国路。
So during our time of journey to the heavenly kingdom,
我们不能近视也不能眼花。
We must be short-sighted or have a dull eyesight.
更不能眼瞎。
And we must not lose our eyesight.
我们看彼得后书。
Let us turn to 2 Peter.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章。
2 Peter, chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
人如果没有这几样，就是眼瞎，只看近处，忘了他旧日的罪已经得到洁净。所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召跟拣选坚定不移。你们如果行这几样，就永不失脚，这样必叫你们丰丰富富，得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。这一段圣经告诉我们，
This passage tells us,
我们的灵性要慢慢的长进，
that we must have spiritual growth gradually in our faith.
就像马可福音第八章主耶稣医治这个伯萨大的瞎子一样。
It's just like in Mark chapter 8, that how Jesus healed this man from Bethlehem.
所以在第一章里面告诉我们，
So in chapter 1, it tells us here,
我们现在是脱离了世上的情欲来的败坏呢。
That we have now departed from the corruptions of the world.
第四节说我们要跟神的性情有份呢。
In verse 4 tells us we must have part with our Jesus.
所以我们要不断追求长进。
So we must continue to pursue for improvement.
信仰的层次要长进。
That our spiritual life, we must have improvement in our spiritual life.
从看见树木走路到样样看清楚。
From the time where we see trees walking about, we must see things clearly.
所以有信心要加上德性。
So with faith, we must add faith upon faith.
一直的往上加。
That we must keep on adding to it.
而且能够加到爱弟兄的心。
That you must add to the point that you're able to love brothers.
跟爱众人的心。
And to love people.
而且能够多结果子。
And that we bear much fruits.
而且能够不是只看近处，要看远处。
That not only we can see what's around us, but we can see further beyond us.
要看我们旧日的罪已经洁净了。
That we must see that the
旧日的罪
that the
主已经洁净了。
That the sin has been cleansed by Jesus.
所以能够忘记背后，努力向着标杆跑。
That we must forget the past and strive forward to our goal.
所以我们要有往前看。
So we must have this ability to look further.
能够向上看。
And ability to look up.
圣经诗篇里面说你要向山举目。
That the psalmist tell us that we must look upon the mountain.
其实我们基督徒真正的向山举目是向神举目。
That in as a Christian, what it meant that we must look upon our Lord.
所以我们要多看主耶稣。
So we must look more on our Lord Jesus.
多看神。
And look more towards God.
相信我们的心灵一定是光明的。
And I believe that our life would be bright.
一定充满了神的恩惠跟主的同在。
And it's filled of glory and abiding with God.
我们休息十分钟。
And we'll take a break for 10 minutes.
一起默祷。
Let us pray in silence.
Every miracle, there is truth in the Spirit.
所以我们要看见什么？
So what are we going to see?
我们难道只是看见树木走路吗？
Are we just seeing that the trees are walking?
还是我们能够样样看清楚？
Or are we trying to see everything clearly?
圣经里面说这个眼睛是身上的灯。
The Bible tells us that our eyes is the light of our body.
所以这个眼睛如果嘹亮，
So if this light, this eyes is light, is bright,
全身就光明。
Then your whole body is full of light.
眼睛如果昏花，
and however, on the other hand,
全身就黑暗。
If your eyes is not bright enough, then your whole body is in darkness.
我们来看马太福音第六章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
啊，第六章二十二节。
Verse 22.
眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛如果嘹亮，全身就光明；你的眼睛如果昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗，那黑暗是何等大呢？啊，所以我们要能够求主啊，让我们有心里的光。
Here we can see that it's important that we should pray to our Lord so that we have the light in our body.
我们心里的光如果明亮的话
，If this lamp of the body is bright
and full of light, 就光明
，then our whole body will be full of light.
样样就看清楚。
And then we'll be able to see everything very clearly.
那我们要在何事上看清楚呢？
So, but in what matter should we see clearly?
我们看第七章。
Let's look at chapter 7.
第七章第三节。
Verse 3.
为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺，不想自己眼中有梁木呢？你自己眼中有梁木，怎么对你弟兄说，容我去掉你眼中的刺呢？你这假冒为善的人，先去掉你自己眼中的刺，然后才能看得清楚，去掉你弟兄眼中的刺。这一段圣经告诉我们
，From these verses that we just read 3 and 4,
我们也要学习看得清楚。
We must learn how to see others clearly.
心眼如果看不清楚。
If this light of our body cannot see clearly,
有时候自己的软弱、自己的过失都不知道。
We cannot even see our own weaknesses.
我们常常会看别人。
Oftentimes we look at others.
这个是人性的弱点。
And this is the weakness of human.
就像大卫。
It's just likened to King David.
他犯罪了。
When he sinned.
拿单责备他。
And Nathan rebuked him.
但是他是君王。
However, because David is king,
谁敢去责备君王？
There's no one would dare to rebuke a king.
哎，这个拿单还蛮聪明的。
However, this Nathan, Prophet Nathan, he was
先讲个故事给他听。
He was quite witty, and he told King David a story.
这个大卫听完这个故事以后就打抱不平。
And after when King David had heard this story, he felt like he felt that the character in the story spoken by Nathan was not quite fair.
说这个富有人家怎么自己都有羊，还把穷人家的小羊羔拿来宰掉请客。
So he said that the story that Nathan has said to him, why is this rich man in that story? He has already so many lambs, and yet he wants to take others' lambs.
所以大卫说，哎，这个人该死啊。
And so he said that this rich man deserved to die.
哎，可是拿单说，哦，这个人就是你，哎。
But Nathan, he put it back and said that this person that you're talking in the story is actually you.
有时候我们看别人看得清楚，看自己看不清楚。
A lot of time we look at others and we thought we can see them more clearly than we look at ourselves.
所以我们要看得清楚。
Therefore today we must look at matters clearly.
当然要除去我们眼中的梁木。
And to do that we have to remove the speck of sawdust in our eyes.
我们有时候看到弟兄眼中有刺。
Sometimes we look at others and see the sawdust in our brother's eyes.
如果我们用比较白话来讲，
and if we would put it literally,
看见弟兄的刺，好像看到他的小缺点。
When we look at this person's fault, when we see that speck in this person's eyes, it's like we find fault in this person.
但是你没有看到自己的梁木这个大缺点。
But yet we have failed to see the plank in our own eyes, which is our biggest fault.
我们小缺点看得很清楚，自己大缺点看不清楚。
And a lot of time we can look at the shortcoming of others, but we fail to see the shortcoming of ourselves.
所以有爱心去包容。
Therefore, it is very important that we must be able to bear one another with love.
有些事情就会化为乌有。
And with the love that we have to bear with each other, then all the matter will become nothing.
当然要看得清楚。
It is important to see clearly.
哦，这个也必须要在灵修上能够有心里的光。
But to do that, we must strive for a higher spirituality.
啊，主耶稣在世上传福音。
Our Lord Jesus was preaching the gospel.
有人抓到一个犯罪的淫妇。
Once there was a person who caught a woman in adulterous act.
说这个人要用石头打死啊。
And the people wanted this woman to be stoned to death.
哦，主耶稣都不回答的。
However, Jesus he did not utter a word.
主耶稣只是在地上画字。
And all he did was that he drew something and wrote something on the ground.
啊，他们又问主耶稣。
And again, these group of people asked Jesus.
啊，说这个人要怎么处理啊？
What should we do deal with this adulterous woman?
是不是要用石头打死呢？
Should we stone this woman to death?
后来主耶稣就回答他们。
And then the Lord Jesus answered all of them.
说你们中间谁没有罪？
This is what he says, if any one of you here is without sin,
哦，谁就可以先拿石头打他。
Let him be the first one to stone this woman to death.
这个时候这个从老到少他们会扪心自问。
And slowly, each and every one in the group, they search and ask themselves.
我们人都不完全的。
No one is perfect.
我们都有软弱。
And we all have weaknesses.
哦，都有过失啦。
And we have shortcomings.
没有一个人有这个资格去拿石头打死这个人。
And nobody would claim that he has the right to stone the other person to death.
主耶稣的话就光照到他们心里。
So the light of our Lord Jesus have shone into the heart of these people.
他们就看清楚了。
And they have seen themselves very clearly.
啊，原来我们也有错。
That they saw that they too also have sin.
哦，不是只是别人有错。
Not just the other people have sin.
所以瞎眼看不到别人，也看不到自己。
So for those people who are blind, they cannot see others and they cannot see themselves.
所以主耶稣在约翰福音第九章。
That's why in the book of John, chapter 9.
那个瞎子看见以后。
After when the blind man see.
他信耶稣了。
He come to believe in Jesus.
跟从主耶稣。
And he follows Jesus.
可是法利赛人还在责难主耶稣。
However, the Pharisee, they were still trying to pick, they are still trying to give Jesus a hard time.
所以主耶稣说，那个看不见的没有罪，瞎眼的没有罪。
That is why Jesus said that for those people, who are blind has no sin.
但是你们看得见，所以你们罪还在。
So for those that you people who can see still have sin.
啊，所以真正瞎眼是看不到自己的罪。
So for those people who are truly blind, they cannot see their own fault.
所以我们要求神啊，让我们能够眼睛嘹亮。
And so today we have to pray to our Lord Jesus to let us to have eyes that can see clearly.
啊，有一个故事这样说。
There is a story that goes.
啊，有一个人哈。急急忙忙地来到一个哲士的家里。
There was a man. He was in a hurry, and he ran to a person's home.
啊，说我有一个消息要告诉你。
And he said, I have a good news to tell you.
这个哲士就问这个人。哲士就是一个啊有智慧贤能的人。
So this person that he actually went and looked for is a philosopher.And he replied.
啊，这个哲士啊，就问这个人。
And this philosopher, he asked this person who came and seek him.
啊，说你的消息有没有经过三个筛子筛过？
Have you filtered your news three times before you come and see me?
啊，他说三个筛子是什么？
He said, what do you mean by going through three filters?
这个哲士就说。
And so this philosopher he said,
三个筛子，第一个是真实。
The first filter is truth.
你告诉我这个消息是真的吗？
This news that you're going to tell me, is it true?
那个人说不知道，我是从街上听来的。
And this person he answered, I do not know. I heard this news from others.
哲士又问。
And then this philosopher he asked second time.
你这个消息有没有用第二个筛子去筛？
And did you filter this news a second time?
啊，这个人就告诉哲士。
And this man he said to the philosopher again.
说第二个筛子是什么？
What is the second filter?
他说第二个筛子就是说这个消息是善意的。 还是恶意的。
Is this news spoken of good intention or bad intention?
啊，他说这个消息不是善意的。
And this man, he said, no, this news is not spoken out of good intention.
哦，因为它刚好相反。
And it's opposite of good intention.
那既然不是真实，又不是善意。
And so if it's not the truth, and if it's not spoken out of good intention,
啊，则是又问。
Then this philosopher asked again.
你有没有用第三个筛子筛呢？
Did you filter this news again for the third time?
他说第三个筛子是什么？
And this man asked, what is this third filter?
他说这个消息重要吗？可以激励人吗？
Is this news worthy enough to motivate others?
啊，这个人说哦，这个消息不重要。
And this man said, no, this news is not important at all.
也没有什么好激励的。
And it's not worthy to even motivate anyone.
啊，这个哲士就讲。
So then this philosopher, he then said,
既然你要告诉我的消息是不真实，又没有善意，又不激励人，也不重要。
So since you're going to tell me a news that is not true, and it is not spoken of good intention, and it's not worthy to even motivate others,
啊，那你就不用讲了。
Then you don't. There's no need for you to even say at all.
啊，这样可以避免哦，困扰你也困扰我。
And this will prevent this news from confusing you and I.
哎，这个故事里面是讲。
So we can see that the story. There's a lesson that we can learn from the story.
我们俗语有一句话说。
There's a saying that goes.
一句好话叫人笑。
A good word can cause people to laugh.
啊，一句坏话叫人跳。
But if it's a bad word, it can cause a person to jump and get angry.
啊，所以我们有时候要带给人啊，平安跟喜乐。
So if our intention is to bring peace and joy to others,
啊，不要带给人忧愁烦恼。
Then we should not bring sorrow and confusion to others.
哎，有些事情我们可以去看得清楚，去判断。
There are some matters that we can see with our own eyes and judge for ourselves.
所以我们要求神啊，给我们有上头来的智慧。
And therefore, we have to pray to our Lord Jesus to give us some wisdom from above.
这个哲士为什么这样回答这个人？
Why would this philosopher he answered this person?
我们看雅各书。
Let's turn to the book of James.
雅各书三章十三节。
Chapter 3, verse 13.
你们中间谁是有智慧、有见识，他就当在智慧的温柔上显出他的善行来。你们心里如果怀着苦毒的嫉妒跟纷争，就不可自夸，也不可说谎话抵挡真道。这样的智慧不是从上头来的，乃是属地、属情欲、属鬼魔。在何处有嫉妒纷争，就在何处有扰乱跟各样的坏事。唯独从上头来的智慧，先是清洁，后是和平、温和、柔顺，满有灵敏，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒，并且是使人和平，用和平所栽种的义果。所以我们要看得清楚。
So first we must see things clearly.
这个是从上头来，还是不是从上头来的。
And we must ask ourselves whether this is from above.
它的结果是怎么样？
And what's the outcome of this matter?
如果我们能够看得清楚，
If we can see it clearly with our eyes,
我们对人对事就比较不会犯错误。
Then we will not commit wrongs amongst people.
哦，所以我们要认识自己，也能够去认识别人。
So first we must understand ourselves and also understand others.
我们有时候懂得原谅自己，也要懂得去原谅别人。
We need to know how to forgive ourselves as well as forgiving others.
我们有时候对自己很宽大，对别人比较严谨。
Sometimes we are too overly generous with ourselves, but not with others.
如果我们对自己严谨，对别人宽大。
But on the other hand, if we are stricter with ourselves and be generous with others,
我们就多一份的这个关怀包容。
Then we'll have more care and compassion towards
others. 所以我们要看得清楚。
So we must be able to see clearly.
能够有智慧去判断。
To have the wisdom, to discern.
我们再看路加福音。
Let's turn to the book of Luke.
路加福音十九章。
Chapter 19.
四十一节。
Verse 41.
耶稣快到耶路撒冷，看见城就为他哀哭，说：巴不得你们在这日子知道关系你平安的事，无奈这事现在是隐藏，叫你们眼睛看不出来。因为日子将到，你的仇敌必筑起土垒，围绕周围围绕你，四面困住你，你要并要扫灭你和你里头的儿女，连一块石头。
44.
也不留在石头上，因为你不知道眷顾你的时候。主耶稣为耶路撒冷哭。
Here, Jesus, he was weeping for Jerusalem.
这一段圣经主耶稣告诉我们。
And from these verses, our Lord Jesus is trying to tell us.
我们要懂得看见未来。
That we must be able to see what's coming.
耶路撒冷在主后七十年被罗马将军提多就把它毁掉了。
And this city of Jerusalem, he was destroyed by Empress Titus in AD 70.
我们可以看到世局动荡不安的时候。
And during the time when it was politically unstable.
就像911恐怖攻击之后，人的脚步都乱了。
It's just like the terrorist attack on September 11. It caused a lot of terror among people across the globe.
就是这个安全的顾虑。也比较严谨呢。
Then everybody start to become more stringent, with security.
因为恐怖攻击都会在你的身边发生。
Because now we are aware that anything of this can happen just around us.
可能不是只有坐飞机。
It's not only for those people who are taking a plane.
包括你在公共场合。
It can happen to you at any place.
这种攻击常常会发生的。
And this kind of attack can happen at any time.
所以美国，我们可以常常看到一个标语。愿神能够保佑美国。
And we often see this slogan in America, May God please protect America.
有的人把那个标语贴在车子上面。
And they will put this slogan on their car.
愿神来祝福美国。
And God bless America.
因为这种攻击啊，带给整个国家社会都不安定。
Because this kind of terrorist attack has caused a lot of fear among people.
美国经过这个事情以后，
and after this matter,
他们很多事情重新思考。
Americans re-examine many matters.
包括他们的政府都要设立一个影子政府。
And just for their own government.
因为随时随地都有情况发生。
And they have to be especially aware of any attack that
will happen.会看见未来。
Because now they can see what's going to come in future.
主耶稣看见耶路撒冷的未来。
This is the same for Jesus. He can see what's going to happen to Jerusalem.
主耶稣为耶路撒冷哭。
And here he was crying for Jerusalem.
那我们今天是不是也看到未来？
And today, can we see what's going to happen?
这个世界有个未来。
This world has a future.
我们的生命也有未来。
And our lives also have future.
我们的教会也是有未来。
And the same with our church. Our church also have a future.
那教会的未来又是什么？
And so what is the future of our church?
主耶稣为耶路撒冷哭。
Jesus wept over Jerusalem.
因为巴不得你知道关系你平安的事。
Because he was very concerned about the peace of Jerusalem.
我们也要学习为教会祷告。
And today, same for us, we must pray for this church.
为耶路撒冷哭。
We must wept for Jerusalem.
为耶路撒冷求平安。
We must pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
诗篇122篇里面。
Psalms 122.
说你要为耶路撒冷求平安。
The psalmist says that we must pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
看诗篇。
Psalms 122.
122篇
Psalms 122
第六节
Verse 6，
你们要为耶路撒冷求平安，耶路撒冷啊，爱你的人必然兴旺，愿你城中平安，宫内兴旺，因我弟兄跟同伴的缘故，我要说
Verse 7，
平安在你中间
Verse 8，
因为神我们
Verse 9，
神殿的缘故，我要为你求福。 我们看到主耶稣为耶路撒冷哭。
We have seen how Jesus wept for Jerusalem.
保罗啊，也为教会挂心呐、啊。
Paul, he was also very concerned for the church.
他说有谁软弱，我不软弱。
He says, who is weak and I'm not weak, but
I'm 有谁跌倒，我不着急。
And who's falling and I'm not worried.
我们今天也要为耶路撒冷求平安。
Today we too have to pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
多关心教会的事。
And care for the matters of the church.
我们教会如果大家能够多一份的祷告。
If everybody can put their hands together and pray for this church.
多一份的挂心。
And care for the matters of the church.
相信我们一定会同心合意来兴旺福音的。
And I'm sure that we will be able to prosper and spread the gospel.
如果我们的脚都站在门外。
However, if our feet are outside of this church,
如果我们的脚都不站在门内,
and not inside of this church,
那这个耶路撒冷跟你有什么关系?
And ask ourselves, what is this Jerusalem to us?
那教会不是荒凉了吗?
And if we will have to have such an attitude, then this chapel will be cold.
其实教会有很多需要我们去关心的。
There are many matters in this church that's worthy for us to care for.
有时候我们看到这个父母。
Sometimes we see parents.
他很关心的是青年。
They're very concerned over their children.
青年也是教会的未来。
And our children's the youth are the future of this church.
可是教会的青年啊，像一盘散沙。
However, if the youth are all scattered.
信仰没有根基。
And are not united, and they don't have foundations in their faith.
青年也随从世俗。
And this youth just go with the trend of the world.
没有人带领。
And there's no one to guide the youth.
那教会如果没有青年。
And if this church does not have the youth.
教会有未来吗?
Is there a future for this church?
今天撒旦他也是周围围困你啊。
And it's the same with Satan. Satan is surrounding all of us.
他四面环绕你。
And is waiting to devour any one of us.
他可以把你的这个城墙石头一块一块的挪掉。
And Satan can take off this outer wall of this city.
等到有一天这个城墙就倒塌了。
And you would keep taking and removing the wall until the whole city collapsed.
教会如果不关心未来的话。
So if our church are not concerned about the future.
因为我们没有看见。
Because we fail to see what's like.
没有看见教会的将来。
We have forgotten to see the future of our church.
可能教会有一天找不到负责人。
Maybe one day we cannot even find anybody in charge.
找不到宗教教育老师
cannot find any teachers.
儿童没有人教
There's no teachers teaching the little children.
青年没有人带
And there's no youth leader guiding the youth.
个人归个人的事
And everybody just taking care of their own
因为我们的脚都站在门外啊
Because we all are standing outside of this chapel.
那我们是不是愿意把脚站在门内
We should ask ourselves whether we're willing to come into the chapel.
如果我们能够为耶路撒冷求平安
So today, if we are willing to pray for the peace of Jerusalem,
相信我们教会一定是蒙福的
And I'm sure that this church will be greatly blessed.
因为我们的神是听祷告的神
Because God is the one who listens to prayer.
他眷顾我们
And he takes care of us.
也眷顾我们的教会
And also take care of our church.
启示录的七教会
In the book of Jerusalem, talks about the seven churches.
圣灵向教会说话。
The Holy Spirit spoke to the seven churches.
圣经里面说，这个七教会就是七灯台。
The Bible tells us that these seven churches represent the seven lamps.
这个灯台当中有人子在行走。
And among the lamps is this Son of Man walking.
所以神也在教会当中行走。
And in church, the Son of Man is also walking among us.
他善恶都看。
And he sees both good and evil.
不好的他会警戒。
And for those that are wrong, he will rebuke and
discipline. 善的他会称赞。
And for those that are good, he will praise.
不好的警戒也要悔改。
And for those that are wrong, that has been rebuked, has to repent.
善美的就要持守。
And those that are good, he will praise and have to be maintained.
有耳朵可听的就应当听。
For those who have ears should listen.
我们要求神提醒我们的耳朵
We have to pray to God to give us ears to listen
让我们能听到神的话
So that we can hear his words
不是只听到人的话
Not just words of man, but words of God
让我们能够看见教会看到神的家
So today we can see this church and see this house of God.
看到我们教会的未来。
And to see the future of this church.
看到我们教会的兴旺。
And to see the prosperity of this church.
所以未来的事我们要看得见。
So we must be able to see things that are going to happen in the future.
我们今天没有一个人为自己呀。
But
没有一个人为自己呀。
Today, there's no one that will just do things out of his for his own self glory.
如果说在教会是为自己，没有意思。
If people should do this out of their own glory in this church, then it's meaningless.
因为教会是神的家。
Because this church is the house of God.
我们就是为教会、为福音的缘故。
And we do everything for the church for the sake of the gospel.
所以主耶稣为耶路撒冷哭。
Our Lord Jesus Christ for Jerusalem
也给我们一个看见
and allows us to see it very clearly
看见他的未来
we can see the future
我们人常常会看到这个世界的未来
we often see into the future of this world
看到这个社会的未来
and the future of the society
我们也应该看到教会的未来
we must also see for ourselves the future of this church
我们再来看这个雅各书
let's turn to the book of James
第一章十六节
Chapter 1 verse 16
雅各书一章十六节
James chapter 1 verse 16
亲爱的弟兄不要看错了这里有一句话说不要看错了
Here it says don't be deceived my dear brothers
我们刚刚说有时候我们搭错车看错车子的号码
If we are not careful, sometimes we'll take the wrong bus because we see the wrong number.
我们有时候看见，但是看不清楚。
Sometimes we can see, but we cannot see it very clearly.
这里有记载是撒旦的试探。
And here in this these verses that we just read is because of the test of the temptation of Satan.
神不试探人的。
We know that God does not tempt man.
但是这个恶者他是试探人的
But we know the evil ones are always the one who's waiting to tempt
他怎么试探人
How does he tempt others
他是借着人的私欲被牵引诱惑
It is through the desire of man that he will lead them astray
所以魔鬼他如同吼叫的狮子
So Satan is likened to a lion waiting to devour others
魔鬼也像光他也会装成光明的天使
And also Satan is also likened to an angel in disguise
但是你不要看错
But you have to see very clearly for yourself
圣经说你要看出他的诡计
And don't be deceived but see the trick of Satan
今天人活在这个世界上
Today all of us were living in this world
我们每个人都要为自己的信仰负责任
We must take our own responsibility for our faith
我们每个人在生活当中
And in our everyday lives,
我们要怎么样去得胜试探
How should we overcome temptations?
圣经里面说私欲怀胎就生出罪了
The Bible tells us that the sin will give birth to desire will give birth to sin
罪长成就生出死了
And the sins when it blossoms it will bring forth death
那这个私欲是怎么来的
And how does this fleshly desire come from?
这个十四节说是被牵引诱惑
On verse 14, this fleshly or evil desire is being dragged away and enticed.
撒旦怎么牵引你?
And how does Satan drag you away and entice you?
这个牵引的原意是陷阱的意思。
To drag you away and tempt you is to set a trap.
那这个诱惑的意思是钓饵的意思。
To give you a bait.
像那个鱼哦,上钩。
It's just like a fish being caught by a hook because of bait.
所以魔鬼常常用罪恶的网罗啊。
So the work of Satan is always likened to a trap.
来网住人的心。
To trap the heart of man.
好像灰鸟入网罗被带到宰杀之地他都不知道。
It's just like a bird that was being caught by a net and being to slaughter.
因为他看不见。
Because the bird has failed to see.
今天参孙为什么看不见
And why did Samson fail to see?
他是一个大有能力的士师。
He was a mighty warrior.
可是四世纪十六章有一句话说参孙不知道。
But in the book of Judges, chapter 16 says that Samson doesn't know.
他不知道神离开他了。
He doesn't know that God has already departed from him.
因为他失去警醒了。
Because he has failed to be vigilant.
一个那么大有能力的勇士
，and for a person who is so mighty，
一位伟大的士师
，a judge who is was once very respectable，
却因为不知道
，but it's because of his ignorance，
失去了警醒
，he has lost his vigilance，
结果看不见
，and he failed to see，
他看见的只是大力拉
，and what he saw at that point was Delilah，
看见的只是在那边享乐。
And he only saw the pleasure of his sin.
他看不到非利士人要捉拿他。
And he failed to see his enemy, the Philistine, trying to capture him.
我们人常常躺在罪恶的温床里面。
Sometimes we men are like likened to Samson. We are sleeping in a bed of
警醒的心。
So then we can have this heart of vigilant.
一个人如果警醒祷告，就不致入了迷惑。
If person watch and pray at all time, he will not fall into temptation.
今天这个世代。
In this world today that we're
living in. 撒旦不单要试探你。
Not only Satan's waiting to tempt you.
他也会用鬼魔的道理迷惑你。
He will also use words to deceive you.
用异端邪说。
And heresy.
但是你要知道他的诡计。
All these are the trick of Satan, and you must be able to see through the trickery.
所以基督徒要懂得慎思明辨。
As a Christian today, we must know how to discern for ourselves.
能够分辨真假。
To discern what is right from wrong.
分别善恶。
And good from evil.
这个要求神给我们有属灵的智慧。
All this requires God to give us the wisdom from above.
有时候我们失去警醒。
Today, if we are not careful.
不知道。什么是正，什么是邪
？And we do not know what is right from wrong.
什么是真，什么是假
？What is the truth from the false？
我有时候有些人看不清楚。
Some people cannot see these very clearly.
因为他看不见。
Because he's blind.
最近有很多什么功什么功的。什么气功什么功呢、啊、
recently we heard of there are many martial art
有些信徒啊他一直想说我要能够身体更健康
for some Christians because they want to improve their health
可是他没有想到某种功的后面呢、啊、
but they fail to see some of the work of evil behind some of these martial art
也有这种邪的工作
because some of them does have the work of evil behind
如果我们不会去分辨
if we fail to discern
有些人也会走火
and some people will fall into temptation
又加上入魔
and will be enticed by possessed by Satan
那就更凄惨
that would be very terrifying
所以我们要明白
and pitiful so today we must have an understanding
要去分辨
we must be able to discern
一月份的下旬
in January
我有去协助这个大专班的学生灵恩会
I was assisting a theological seminar for college youth
有一个青年啊
There was a youth that came to me.
他来前面做见证。
He came to the church and he was giving his testimony.
他见证他被魔鬼苦楚的一个经过。
And he testified how he was once possessed by Satan.
因为他在这个九年级的时候。
Because he said that when he was in his grade nine.
他遇到一个老师很凶
He met a teacher who was quite fierce
这个老师常常责备他
And this teacher always rebuked him
他心里就生恨
And so he become angry and started to hate this teacher
他这个恨就一直在他埋藏在他心里面
And this hatred was embedded in his heart for a period of time
有一天他就想
So one day he said to himself
我要来练武功
I'm going to take up martial art
把那个老师杀掉
So with that art that I've learned
这个恨在他心里面一直产生
I'm going to one day kill this teacher
这个念头常常在脑海里面
And this hatred starts to grow inside him And he's always thinking of killing this teacher
这个就
种下了给魔鬼留下的地步。
So he already has planted a seed for Satan to sow.
有一天，有一个意念就进到他的脑海里面来。
And one day, and there's a thought that came into this student.
这个意念就是教导他。
And this thought came in and taught him.
我要教你武功心法。
Then I'm going to teach you a special kind of martial art.
这个武功分三层。
And there are three different way you can take on this art.
第一层叫做阴阳双拳。
And
阴阳双拳嘛，这个拳。
It's a special kind of a skill in the martial art for the first level.
啊，这个心法哈，心脏的心，心法就是没有意，没有意的，无意，无情无义。
And in this first skill, it's just merely a skill, and your heart will be numb to what is right.
这个
no righteousness.
这个无义就是极深的仇恨。
And when your heart is numb to what is right, then that means that you will have this heart of hatred.
第二层的剑法就是阴阳缠剑。
And the second level of the skill, which is even more evil than the first level,
就是缠人的缠。
It's practicing your heart to be even more cruel.
这个武功心法就是无悔。没有后悔的啦。
The essence of this martial art is to practice to a point where you feel no guilt when you are
做事不后悔的。
When you're out to do things that are wrong.
第三层的武功。
And the third level of the skill.
就是阴阳双切。阴阳哈、哦、双切啦，切菜的切。然后。他的心法就是无情啊。
And the essence of the third level is that you will have no feeling.
你可以看出他的心里面。
So we can see this the practice behind this martial art.
充满了那种邪恶。
It's full of evil.
仇恨。
Full of hatred.
无义。
There's no righteousness.
无悔无情。
No guilt, no feeling whatsoever.
极深的仇恨。
So at all this different level that this person can practice.
哇，这三种剑法哈、哦。
To,
他就开始练了。
To attain, and so he strived to practice and to attain all these three levels of skills.
他可以把口袋的钱币拿起来，就这样挥出去，那个钱币就可以切过那个水泥柱啊。
And his skill was so advanced that when he was throwing the penny in his or his coins in his hand, the coins is so forceful that can hit cement wall.
起先有人不信。
At first, a lot of people didn't believe that he has such a skill.
但是那是真的。
But he indeed has mastered.
因为是邪灵嘛。
Because it's work of the evil.
钱币可以这样一挥，好像挥镖一样就。相助那个水泥柱。
And just imagine with the flick of your the coins, and this coins is forceful enough to go into the walls.
他可以把家里的雨伞拿出来。
He was so skillful that he was
一根剑
able to use his umbrella and swing around like using a sword.
他武功也是可以从这支雨伞练得很好。
And just using umbrella, it become his form of martial art.
就是心里恨要去杀人。
And all this out of intention of his hatred inside his heart that he wants to kill the teacher.
他可以用这个五爪哈，伏地挺身100下以上。
And he even testified that he can just with his five fingers that he can do sit up.
我们伏地挺身是用手掌或者握拳啊。他是用五个指头这样练的。
If you were to do a push up, we use our palm. But this brother, he was using his fingers.
他念大一的时候。
And that was when he was in the university.
学校迎新晚会。
That was orientation night.
有一个这个拜火舞了，拜火舞就是说。用那个火哈，在好像萤火晚会那个烧火、啊，
there was a,
然后在那边围绕在那边拜。
There was a campfire night, a fire that was set up on that orientation night.
那一天晚上去夜游。
So that night, after the campfire,
邪灵就进来了。
When he was walking on his and when he was on his way home, evil spirit came into him.
魔鬼叫他把这个 武功啊，去害人。
And it was a thought that came into him from the evil one, telling him to harm others.
但是他知道不能这样做。
But he knew that he shouldn't do this.
但是有一个力量在抵抗着。
But there was a force inside him that was always pushing him forward.
他很苦楚。
And he was very he was agonized.
魔鬼也变成有三个好像鸵鸟蛋的脸在他眼前。
And this Satan showed his face right before him.
要带他到地狱去。
And Satan wanted to bring him, to take him a trip to hell.
带他到地狱。
To see what hell is like.
他说到那个地方啊，是非常深渊黑暗的地方。
他有真的去到吗？
有。
And so this this brother he actually went with Satan and saw for himself what hell is like.
他说他去到那里只有一个感觉，没有神的地方，没有神。
There's only a feeling that he had in a place where there's no God.
感受到就是没有神的恐怖了。
It is that fear that sense of without God, that darkness.
那这个事情这样被捆绑了四年。
So he was being trapped and agonized by Satan for a period of about 4 years.
哦，从这个高中一直到大一。
And it was from when he was from his high school all the way to university.
在今年的1月28号。
This year, January the 28th.
刚好学生灵恩会。
There was a student spiritual convocation.
他有来参加，来前面祷告。
He came to church and he came to the front to pray.
他祷告的时候。
When he was praying.
被圣灵感动。
He was moved by the Holy Spirit.
那传道知道他有邪灵工作。
And because the preacher knows that he has Satan was also working hard at that time.
哦，所以就奉主耶稣的名赶撒旦。
And immediately the preacher rebuked the Satan out from him in the name of Jesus.
魔鬼要离开的以前啊。
Prior to the demon coming out from his body.
在他的心里啊，跟他讲一句话。
The devil said something to him in his heart.
说我们两个人是一体的啊。
He said that you and I, both of us are one.
你为什么要我离开呢？
Why do you want me to leave from you?
哇，所以他苦楚挣扎了一段。
And he was so agonized that he was struggling inside him.
那邪灵在他身上。
He was so possessed by this evil spirit.
啊，那因为大家帮助他祷告。
And everybody was praying for him.
后来那个邪灵就出去了。
And so this evil spirit departed for him.
他那时候得到圣灵。
That point when he received the Holy Spirit.
得到圣灵的时候。
After when he received the Holy Spirit.
他就整个心里就非常的平安。
He felt the peace inside him.
所以他在做见证。
So when he was giving a testimony.
他说他脑海中那种恨啊。
He said that the hatred that he had some harbor for a long time.
无情无义无悔。
Without feeling, without guilt, without righteousness.
也给他让他知道说这个是给魔鬼留地步。
He knew that all this was leaving a foothold for Satan to work on him.
所以撒旦的工作是很复杂的。
So we can see the work of Satan is a complex one.
但是我们有神同在。
For us who have God with us.
我们可以胜过他。
We can overcome the devils.
可以把撒旦践踏在脚下。
We can step on the Satan's work.
让神的灵充满你的心。
Allows the spirit of God to fill our heart.
你就有光明，有平安喜乐。
Then we'll fill with light.And joy and peace.
所以一个人最珍贵的是什么？
So what is the most precious thing for a man?
不是练什么功。
It's not that this person is skilled in any kind of martial art.
最宝贵的恩典是神与你同在。
But the most precious thing a person have is when God abides with you.
他说他到地狱深渊的地方，他非常非常的恐怖。
He said that when he was in hell, at that time he felt terrified.
他说那里感觉到就是没有神。
He felt that at that point there was no God.
那我问他说那有神是怎么感觉？
And how is it like when you feel that's God?
他说有神哦，觉得很温暖。
He says that when that's God, that's warm, that's love.
哦，觉得很内心很平安。
That's peace.
他得到圣灵那种感觉啊。
It's just like when he received the Holy Spirit.
有一种喜乐。
Has a sense of joy.
有神的爱。
Has the love of God.
这个就是我们基督徒应该去追求的。
So these are the qualities that we Christians should strive for.
所以我们要学习啊，看见神的同在。
So today we must learn to see God abiding with us.
我们来看列王记下。
Let's turn to 2 Kings.
列王记下。
2 Kings.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
列王记下六章十六节。
2 Kings chapter 6 verse 16.
神人说不要惧怕，与我们同在的比与他们同在的更多。以利沙祷告说，耶和华求你开这个少年人的眼目，使他能看见。耶和华开他的眼目，他就看见满山有火车火马围绕以利沙。这边记载一段故事。
Here it tells us a story.
以利沙的祷告。
It's a prayer of Elijah.
求神开这个少年人的眼睛。
For God to open the eyes.
其实我们今天也要求神开我们的眼睛。
So today we also must pray to God to open our eyes.
可以看到与我们同在的比他们更多。
So then we can see that those that are with us is more than those that are with the evil ones.
神看顾我们。
Today God take care of us.
他与我们同在。
He watch over us, he's with us.
我们在任何境况里面。
And in any time, at any place.
都能够看到神的恩典。
We can see the grace of God.
看到神的看顾。
We can see the providence of God.
看到神的作为。
We can see the works of God.
耶稣亚看见。
Joshua, he saw the works of God.
他看见耶和华军队的元帅。
He saw the horses and the chariot of God.
因为神站在他这一边。
Because God was with him on his side.
有人问林肯。
Somebody once asked Abraham Lincoln.
因为在战争的时候。
It was during the wartime.
非常的危险。
Because it was full of danger.
有人告诉林肯。
Somebody said this to Lincoln.
说不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
神站在我们这一边。
Because God is on our side.
可是林肯说。
But what did Lincoln reply?
神是不是站在我们这一边？
Whether God is on our side,
我们要先想我们有没有站在神这一边。
We must first ask ourselves whether we are on His side.
我们要求神与我们同在。
When we pray for God to be with us,
我们也要真正能够常常亲近神呢。
We must ourselves first draw close to God.
一个有神同在的人。
For a person who has God with him,
无论在任何的境况里面。
At any time,
他都可以看到神的。
He can see the work of God.
约伯为什么会看见神？
Why is that Job he can see God?
他能够明白神的路。
And he can see the path of God.
赏赐在神，收取在神。
God gives and God takes away.
从过去的风闻到现在的亲眼看见。
From the past when he heard of God until the moment we actually see God.
因为他明白神的旨意。
Because he knows the will of God.
约瑟为什么能够看见？
And how about Joseph?
他的兄弟害他哎。
He was harmed by his own brothers.
但是约瑟看见。
But Joseph, he could see.
创世纪四十五章这样讲。
In the book of Genesis, chapter 45, says.
他说，约瑟说，这样看来。
He said, from all that has happened.
到了五十章。
All the way until chapter 50.
你们以前是要害我的呢。
In the past, you tried to harm me.
但是其实神的意思是好的。
But the intention of God is good.
所以他看见的不是兄弟的恶。
So he did not see the evil of his brother.
他看见的是神的旨意。
But rather he see the good will of God.
这种看见是很难得的。
So this is indeed very precious for him to have such a perspective.
所以我们在任何环境里面。
So at any circumstances.
我们如果能够看到神。
If we can see God.
我们的内心一定非常的平安的。
Then we will feel the peace of God inside us.
我们一个基督徒。
As a Christian,
要多看耶稣。
We must always look up to Jesus.
你就会跟着主耶稣走。
Then you will walk with Jesus.
主耶稣在山上变貌。
When Jesus was on the Mount of
Transfigurations, 有摩西跟以利亚。
There was Moses and Elijah.
但是被云彩遮住了。
But it was being clouded by.
只有耶稣一个人在那里。
They were covered by the cloud.
圣经说，不见一个人，只见耶稣。
But so nobody can see others but Jesus himself.
我们看到人的伟大。
When we see the greatness of a man,
但是最伟大的是神。
But we must also see the greatness of God.
我们的信仰是看神。
Our faith is lies on God.
是仰望耶稣，不是看人。
To look up to Jesus and not to man.
这样我们的信心才会坚固。
So only by looking up to Jesus, then our faith can be strong.
当人的爱心冷淡。
When love of man has grown cold,
我们不是信爱心的。
We shouldn't believe in the love of man.
我们是信主的。
But we believe in the love of God.
当人的行为败坏。
When the deeds of man has gone depraved.
我们是看耶稣的。
We must see Jesus.
因为不见一人，只见耶稣。
Because we should not see the righteousness of man, but righteousness of God.
所以我们要常常仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
So we must always look up to Jesus.
我们也要更能够去看见。永生的福分。
And some eternal blessing that he has in store for us.
圣经里面。
The Bible tells us.
提到这个亚伯拉罕的看见。
And it talks about what Abraham has seen for himself.
他远远的看见未来。
He saw his future.
他看到神的应许。
He saw the promise of God.
看希伯来书。
Let's turn the book of Hebrew.
希伯来书十一章。
Hebrew chapter 11,
13节
verse 13.
这些人都是存着信心死，并没有得着所应许，从远处望见，欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。这边提到说，他从远处望见。
Here, talks about Abraham. He saw him from a distance.
他可以看到永生的福分。
He saw the promise and the blessing of the future.
更美的家乡。
And the beautiful land.
我在这个三年前。
Three years ago.
遇到一个弟兄。
I met a brother.
忽然间来找我。
He came to see me.
他告诉我说，我只有一个人信主吗？
He said that I'm the only person in my family that come to believe in Jesus.
他如果有一天主耶稣叫他回去了。
And if one day the Lord Jesus were to call me home,
可以不可以帮他办理后事呢？
Can the church do a service for him?
我说那我也常常在外面呢。
I said I'm always not around.
我就交代教会的负责人。
So I instructed the people in charge of the church.
因为他那个。坟墓啦，骨坛啦，什么都准备好了。
And because he has prepared for himself the site where he wants to be buried.
他把那些资料都给我。
And so he gave me all his information.
我就交给教会的负责人。
So I gave all this information to the people in charge, the church.
有一次他跟我到一个上帝教会去。
And one day, this brother he went with me to a church on the mountain region.
他看到一个诗班唱诗很好听。
And he was there at the church and he really liked the choir presentation.
他说如果我离世的时候，这个诗班可以帮我献诗吗？
And he asked me if I were to pass away, do you think this choir can present me a hymns?
我说应该可以吧，问问看。
And I said that that shouldn't be any problem. These they can present some hymns during the funeral service.
后来那个诗班说可以啊。
And then so this choir members they agree to do that
for him. 我问那个弟兄说，那你要喜欢唱哪几首要告诉他们呢？
So I said to this brother, what are the few hymns that you want you request for? You can tell these choir members.
后来他就选了三首。
So he chose for himself three hymns.
这个诗班也把这三首都练得还不错。
And the church choir, they practice the hymns that he has chosen.
过了一年，他又跟我到那里去。
After a year later, he went with me to that church again.
我就告诉他。
And I said to him.
我说人家都唱一年了，你还没有走。
These choir members have already practiced a hymn for a year, but you're still around.
也要慰劳他们一下嘛，
You must tell them.
后来他就去买那个这个饮料了，还有茶点。
You must encourage these choir members, so he brought some food.
后来过了
choir members.
过了两年半。
After 2.5 years later.
去年的十一月。
Last this November.
他就走了啦。
And he passed away.
他在这个过程里面，我有一个感觉。
And during all this time, I had a thought.
我们信主的人。
For those people who are a believer of Jesus.
我们对生命不是绝望的。
We are not passive or pessimistic with our lives.
我们有一天要安然见主。
One day we all know that we'll see our Lord Jesus in peace.
而且能够预备好。
And we want to be prepared for that moment.
真的能够看见神。
So that we can truly see God.
看见生命的这个归宿。
To see where our life will return to.
其实我们今天信主最珍贵的就是这样。
And I think this is the most precious thing for us who are believers of God.
所以圣经告诉我们。
So that the Bible tells us.
说神对我们是何等慈爱。
That God is so merciful to all of us.
我们将来要得见他的真体。
And that one day we'll be able to see him face to face.
所以我们每个人都是要预备迎见神的。
So all of us here, we must prepare ourselves one day to see God.
就像西面看见主。他很安然。
Just like Simeon, he saw God and he was in peace.
我们不是像世人没有盼望。
We're not likened to the world where we're without hope.
所以愿主耶稣祝福我们。
So may the Lord Jesus bless all of you here.
让我们都能够样样看清楚。
So that we can see everything clearly.
能够看得见。
And see them all.
看得远。
And see far.
好，我们来唱诗。